Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The Irish Second Level Students' Union says it can't support the proposed plan of a blanket approach to a phone ban across Irish second level schools announced by Minister for Education Norma Foley. Jack McGinn is Uachtaráin of the ISSU and he joins me now. Jack, you're very welcome.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
Great to have your input on this one, I must say, because you've been tracking this and the progress of all the conversation around smartphones in school and so on. You're against a ban of smartphones in school announced by the Minister. Why?
Yeah, and Cormac, just maybe to preface this, we understand that there is issues that surround mobile phones and social media in school, but I suppose what we're saying is we need to educate and not restrict these students. We do believe that just banning mobile phones in secondary school, it really just pushes the problems that we associate with mobile phones past the end of the school day until 4 o'clock. And where does that leave students after that?
Mm-hmm. What about the destructive nature of some of the social media content that's being streamed to even preteens and teens? This is hitting second level age. You know, surely a ban for school periods is better. It would help the mind extricate itself, wouldn't it, Jack, from the harmful content?
Well, I feel we should really be focusing on actually equipping students how to decipher and avoid this harmful content online. And that's not achieved through a blanket ban. It's achieved through classes where we educate students on, for example, the laws surrounding using social media and technology in Ireland, what you can and cannot do on social media, how to set your own boundaries when you use social media. And that's what we're looking for. You know, when you're educating someone on how to use social media properly, that will actually fix the solution that we see where people might be exposed to dangerous things online or they might encounter cyberbullying. But just banning it between the hours of 9 and maybe 3:30 each day, they're not going to fix it. It's just pushing it outside of school day.
Do you think it'd be operable? Would you be able to police a phone ban in schools?
This is another huge thing, Cormac, and that was, you know, really our main sentiment behind it is the logistics behind running an operation where, you know, and I think you have to remember here, there is some sort of a ban in primary schools and it's successful and it's a brilliant idea by the minister. But you're looking at a different setting. You're looking at a setting where there's students up to the age of 17, 18, and now in some instances 19 years old in second level schools. So, you know, is it the schools now who will collect up to maybe what, 700-800 phones each day?
What do they need them for?
But there's a number of things students might need them for throughout the day. For example, in junior cycle, you have your classroom-based assessments or projects for those who might know that count towards your junior cycle grade. They need to do research online. Not every school has adequate IT infrastructure to support that. For example, another example would be transition year. Mobile phones are used throughout transition year for various projects and initiatives. And then finally, in Leaving Certificate, many new Leaving Cert courses now have projects which form a part of your final grade. And again, when schools don't have that adequate IT infrastructure, oftentimes mobile phones fill that gap.
Are you saying students are doing schoolwork on the phone?
Yes, Cormac, it happens throughout second level schools in the country.
Well, I can tell you, Jack, when I was in school and if I had access to a phone, I'll tell you what I'd be doing. I wouldn't be doing schoolwork. I'd be checking the latest sports news or, you know, that's the truth. That happens,
yeah,
isn't it?
Cormac, that is a fair point. And I think it's another point where this maybe blanket approach doesn't address. For example, we see some schools now that have kind of gone fully online with, you know, iPads or mini laptops in place of books and they use e-books. But oftentimes we've heard as the representative organisation that there is no restrictions put on that iPad or put on that laptop. So while, yes, we'll ban, let's say if we ban the phones, what's to stop students from using the same apps on an iPad? So
well, exactly.
I think you can
what
see
is?
the different but issues.
I can tell you one thing though. I'm not so sure. Maybe a good old Pound Louis and a page and a book would do students no harm at all. Do you have friends that are hooked on social media, Jack?
See, I think this maybe might be one of the kind of misconceptions around it, is that, you know, young people nowadays are walking around absolutely surrounded by social media and by their phones. But I think it's quite important to note that young people nowadays kind of grew up now with social media. A lot of them know how to handle it, maybe in some instances a lot better than older generations.
Yeah.
So I think there's still time for going out with your friends, going down to the pitch, meeting up in your local youth group. That all still happens. Like, life still happens. But I think we have to accept that life is now happening with technology.
But you're saying nobody's spending 5-6 hours on social media.
There's definitely people who are spending, you know, excessive amounts of time on social media. But I don't think that's going to primarily be happening in schools all day. That happens when you go home. And I think if we want to try and address that, let's educate students in school where they're meant to learn. They are learning every day, and we're preparing them for life after school. Let's teach them those skills there so they can apply that when they get home after school, when they go to college, into employment, to go to an apprenticeship. Their bosses there or their lecturers aren't going to be taking their phones off them. We need to teach these students those skills now.
I hear you've got your CAO offer, Jack, and you're going to do law and accounting. Is that right in UL?
Yes, that's correct.
I think you're on for a very good career based on what we've heard. Jack McGinn, Uachtaráin of the Irish Second Level Students' Union, thank you very much indeed.